sounds like something out of House of Cards or some fictional movie or novel, but it's real life. Now we're learning that at a meeting at the White House last month, the Deputy Attorney General was asked by President Trump if he was on his team in regards to the Mueller investigation. With the very latest on this and the four-page memo that's floating out there somewhere is ABC News correspondent Brad Milkey. Brad, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
There is so much intrigue here. What's the latest? What's going on today?
Well, we know that this was a conversation between President Trump and Rod Rosenstein that is strikingly familiar to the one President Trump allegedly had with James Comey. It wasn't quite a loyalty pledge, but it was sort of in different words. The president asked Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, the guy who's essentially Robert Mueller's boss, if they were on the same team. And Rosenstein, according to a source, was surprised by the question, sort of punted on it, didn't really give a clear answer on it. The president also asked some rather pointed questions to Rosenstein about where the Mueller investigation was heading. Now, this is all extremely unusual. The Justice Department likes to be very independent of the White House, even though the Attorney General, of course, answers to the president. You know, when you have an investigation that could end up relating back to the president or his associates, you don't want those that connection to be there. So Rosenstein now, essentially in a very tricky situation. Remember that because Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, has recused himself from the whole Russia thing, Rod Rosenstein is really the guy who has the ultimate power over Robert Mueller's investigation, and a lot of people are wondering if this memo that could come out any minute now could be sort of laying the groundwork for the president to even fire him.
Yeah, and the FBI, I guess, has said that they have very, quote-unquote, grave concerns about this memo.
Well, that's right. That was one more thing that just makes this absolutely unprecedented, this entire story. You had this memo, which we think, by the way, is going to say that the FBI improperly surveilled members of the Trump campaign team, and they did it based on that salacious dossier. That's what we're expecting to be in this memo. That's what Republicans have been hinting at. And allies of President Trump say that if that's all true, that would really question – that would undermine the entire basis of this Russia investigation. And so you already had Republicans invoking this never-before-used rule to put this memo on the president's desk. Then the FBI, who, by the way, the FBI director is just newly sworn in. He was a pick of President Trump's. They put out a statement saying they think this is essentially full of it, that this report relies on cherry-picked facts, that it does not give an accurate picture of what was happening. Democrats, by the way, say they've got their own memo, but no one's letting them show it because it's still classified. And in the meantime, the Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee says Devin Nunes, the guy running the committee, made some last-minute changes to this memo, which would mean the president is reviewing a document that members of Congress haven't actually seen. So this is all just extraordinary to see this playing out. It's such a critical juncture of this Russia investigation.
It is like throwing a match onto a gasoline spill, because this could really spiral quickly, couldn't it?
Well, that's right. And that is, I think, what sort of what Democrats on that committee have really been hooting and hollering about. You've seen Sarah Sanders, the White House press secretary, saying, look, we want full transparency about what the FBI is doing. If they're using improper surveillance techniques, the American people deserve to know about that. We're still going to let the Robert Mueller investigation go on. We still have every intention of cooperating with him. Democrats are saying, don't believe a word of that, that this is all an attempt to undermine the Russia investigation, that the White House is essentially hoping that the American people don't trust the FBI or the people leading the investigation, and that it would either provide the basis for perhaps firing Rod Rosenstein, firing Robert Mueller, or at the very least, when Mueller comes out with his findings, to make the average American just throw up their hands and go, these guys all just kind of smell to me. I don't like the smell of it, and that you'd have half the country essentially not believing whatever comes out of Robert Mueller's mouth.
Fascinating stuff, Brad. We appreciate the insight. We'll be listening today.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.